99 FM Jukebox Journey. This is Sugar Ray.
This is Mr. Cat and Sugar Ray riding through. When me I tell a man she have me intoxicated, but her love high, man like a genie, put a call with a fly. Some me I say a virgin to me, I beg her, maybe the first try. So the water come me, I tell you,
yeah.
That's the Clash here at 90.9 FM and Jukebox Journey. I fought the law. Yeah, and the law did win. And kind of a sad note, the guy that wrote that song, his name was Sonny Curtis, just passed away this Friday, and he was 88 years old. Now, you may not have heard of Sonny Curtis. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012 because he was originally a member of the Crickets. So not only was he with the Crickets, he also wrote the song I Fought the Law, but he wrote a famous theme song for a TV show. He wrote the song and he sang along with the song. And if you know, then you know.
And every little movement you show, love is all around, no need to waste. You can have the town, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all. You're gonna make it after all.
Hey, hey, Paula, I wanna marry you.
And it was on this day back in 1977, David Bowie released a song that became one of his most celebrated singles in the wide selection of music that he came out with. David Bowie and Heroes on Jukebox Journey. Great song from him. If you ever get the chance, check out a movie called Jojo Rabbit. That song comes on at the end of the movie, and it's so appropriate. Jojo Rabbit. Right now, this is the Allman Brothers Band.
You the first one to leave me out here on my own. be the first time this old cowboy spent the night alone. What a bigger fool I can't remember when I've been. Just to open up my heart and let you walk right in. But there's one thing in life that ain't hard for me to do. That's as soon as I kiss the lips of another woman, I'm gonna forget all about you. So I don't want you to think that you're the first one to leave me out here on my own. Cause this ain't gonna be the first time this old cowboy spent the night alone.
First time.
Marshall Tucker Band here at 90.9 FM, WRY, Jukebox Journey, Johnny G in with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Lucas coming in at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Well, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, Powerball got up to almost $2 billion. It was like 1.78. And when he finally heard from one of the winners, a guy in Missouri has one of the winning tickets. He's splitting it with somebody else. I don't know who that is. But this guy says, yeah, I'm just a homebody. This mind-blowing payday has caused me the best problem that I've ever had. He's going to take home $410 million. And I don't know if he's thought about it, but he's going to start hearing from friends that he hasn't heard from in years. He's going to hear from family that he hasn't heard from in years. And they're all going to be saying the same thing, right? I know what they'll be saying.
Show me the money! Show me the money! He's the loudest black man! I love the black man! Show me the money! I love black people! I love
the best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want your love and won't pay my bills. I want more.
What I want.
That's what I want.
What I want.
That's what I want.
What I want.
Yeah. That's what I want. We'll be right back.
me, 'cause Bob.
Is September 23rd. If you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday. You also share it with Bruce Springsteen and this guy, Ray Charles.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? Treat me this away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, 'cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand.
Don't you come back no more.
You can't.
Ray Charles celebrating a birthday today. Hit the road, Jack. On Jukebox Journey on 90.9 FM. Johnny G along with you. You ever in the car or maybe at home and a song comes on the radio and it brings you back to a time and a place and you think to yourself, why did I remember that? Well, I was looking at some of the songs or albums that came out this week in history. And yesterday, the Rolling Stones released their 8th UK number one album, Goat's Head Soup. And it went to 2 weeks at top of the charts. And there was a single on there that went to number one in this country. And I still remember the first time I heard it. I'm in 10th grade, and my neighbor, Rob, has this yellow convertible. And my brother and I walk down. It was like two houses down. And, you know, the nerd, me, sits in the back seat. Rob is driving, and my brother's in the front seat. And Rob starts up the car. The radio comes on, and he looks at my brother, and he says, yep, this is the new one from the Rolling Stones.
Try.
home. We think it was an Impala, a yellow convertible, an Impala. Probably got 10 miles to the gallon. That's the Rolling Stones and Angie, and from the Goat's Head Soup album released yesterday in 1973, and that song did go to number one in the United States. I am Johnny G saying so long for now. It's been a lot of fun on Jukebox Journey. We're going to do it all over again next week, next Tuesday afternoon, starting at noon. Stay tuned. Lucas is up next. Until then, happy trails.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Fall. know how. Wake up, wake up.
Hey, this is Josh from Sad Night Dynamite, and you're listening to WONY in Oneonta, New York.
This is a brief public service announcement on behalf of the WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta station. When any amount of snow strikes the city and the roads are unsafe to drive on because of how much it has been accumulated in our streets or even black ice is formed on the roads, that's when the snowplowers are working diligently from early in the a.m. throughout the day to provide the public with as clear of roads as possible during and in the aftermath of the snow. We would like to thank you for your help and for your service. As always, keep it locked.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some